producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World, another hour. And what a great hour we've got lined up for you. We're going to be talking about some of the new vehicles that have crossed my path over the last few weeks, as well as finding out what the folks in Chicago with Consumer Guide Automotive have been driving. We're going to be joined momentarily by Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. Tom is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and they have a whole staff based in suburban Chicago and get a whole slew of new cars to check out, and we're going to be talking to Tom about that. We're also going to be doing a little reminiscing, going back in time in the automotive world, as we like to do with Tom, as he writes some really, really cool little tidbits about things from the past, and it just shows you how far we have come. I know one of the stories we're going to be talking about is the most powerful Japanese cars of the year 1981. Now, 1981 was a while ago, but then again, it's remarkable when you see how far the automotive industry has come technologically since 1981. Again, as I say quite often here on the show, this is the golden era of automobiles. You can get vehicles, I should say. You can get anything that you possibly could want. I mean, there's something out there for everybody. Unfortunately, the price is up there, but the average new vehicle going out the door is over $30,000, which is a significant amount of money, to say the least. Besides the purchase of a home, there's no question about it that the purchase of a vehicle is the second biggest one that you're going to do, and folks are spending more time as well in paying that vehicle off if they're actually purchasing it. I mean, years ago it used to be very common for folks to take out 3 or 4 year loans, but because of the price of vehicles being what it is, it's not uncommon today for people to have 5, 6, and even 7 year loans. But the good news is these vehicles last so much better than the vehicles of years ago. So as I always say here on the broadcast, whether you're a muscle car fan like myself, sports car fan, whether you're somebody who loves trucks, whether you're somebody who loves fuel efficient vehicles, there is absolutely something out there for everybody. Our telephone line is toll-free from anywhere across North America, and we're going to be taking your calls. Charles is at the helm at Master Control just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota at GCN, and I am down here in my humble studio in Orlando, Florida, where it is beautiful this time of the year. We hope wherever you are, the weather is treating you well and that you are doing well as well, indeed. I've had one of these weeks where I've worked a lot of hours, so my brain is a little bit fried, but not fried enough for me to not want to talk about my favorite subject, which is all things automotive. And I'm kind of multitasking here, doing a couple of different things as we're trying to get a hold of Tom. But let me tell you about a story that you can check out right now at epictimes.com. Boy, did I get lucky. A couple of weeks back, I got the opportunity to sample the Jag F-Type R for 2016, and you guys might remember I had this vehicle in 2015 form just a little while back, 6 or 8 months ago, and I was extremely blown away by the 2015, but the 2016 really put me over the top, because for 2016, the F-Type Jag, which is absolutely gorgeous. Many of my automotive journalist buddies consider it the best looking vehicle in the world today. Of course, looks are always subjective, but 550 horsepower, it has got the best sounding exhaust. If you like a high performance exhaust, in my opinion, the best exhaust of any vehicle on the planet. And if you check out my story at epictimes.com, you can read about some of the funny things that occurred when I had that vehicle. Also, for 2016, this vehicle gets all-wheel drive for 550 horsepower, and it's a great combination, 0 to 60 in the high threes, mid threes. It's a magic carpet ride. Well, we've been able to solve our little technical difficulties, and we have got our man on the line. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I am good. Good morning.
Have you ever driven the Jag F-Type R? I had it a couple of weeks back, and I got the story up right now at epictimes.com. But, boy, Tom, I was just so impressed with this vehicle. I was last year, but I was a little bit skeptical of. I can understand the reason why they went to an all-wheel drive power train layout, not unlike the 911 Turbo or the GTR from Nissan or the R8 from Audi. You get the power to all four wheels, but I was a little bit disappointed because there would be no more smoky burnouts like I could do last year with the 2015 variant. But after having the 2016 with the all-wheel drive, this car is immense. It really is. It is a wonderful vehicle. What have been your F-Type experiences to date?
Very limited. I drove a V8S of the 2015 vintage that was pure joy. And as you mentioned, the exhaust note is intoxicating. It is sound that is connected directly to your foot. And the thrill, the response is immediate. The throttle response is immediate. The sound response is immediate. And the handling is go-kart-like, yet it still handles well, and the interior is beautiful. It's very hard to overstate how wonderful and how entertaining this car is.
And it was also my first time having the experience. Of course, I've had limited experience at a press introduction or when I was Motor Trend with carbon ceramic brakes. But this was the first time that I ever had a test vehicle for a whole week with the optional carbon ceramic brakes, a $12,000 option on the vehicle. But now I really get why automakers are offering this in high-end vehicles, certainly for folks who take the vehicle to the track. The carbon ceramic brakes really do a remarkable job in shorting the distances of braking. And, even after repeated high-speed stops, there's no fade at all. So, as I wrote in the article, if you can afford the F-Type R, which is around $100,000, what's another 12 grand?
Exactly. You will get that money back in resale value, if that's any consolation at all.
Well, let's talk about some of the cool vehicles that you guys have had recently. I'm a big fan of Mazda. I like the executives. I like all Jim O'Sullivan, the president, and Robert Davis, and Derek Jenkins, their chief designer. And Derek has done a wonderful job with the design language of the latest vehicles from Mazda, including the 2016 Mazda CX-3 touring vehicle that you guys recently had the opportunity to check out. What were your thoughts about this vehicle, Tom?
Yeah, Mazda's finally gotten its way into the small Ute class, and the CX-3 is competing directly with the HR-V from Honda and other really small cars in that class, and it does a really fantastic job. I'll just get right out in front. Bob, you've met me in person. I'm a pretty big guy. I don't fit in this vehicle, but the rest of the guys at the office, they love this vehicle. It's everything you expect from a Mazda. It's fun to drive. It's nicely finished inside. The mileage is especially good. It all works in a small package. So this car, this is a touring example, so the midline example. We got about 29 miles per gallon. And our guy Damon, who's very tall, had no problem fitting in this car, getting a couple of car seats in the back, and still having a good time doing it.
It's a cool-looking vehicle. Check it out at ConsumerGuy.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're just in first gear here with our good friend Tom Appel. We're going to talk about new cars, and we're going to go back in automotive history as well. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Buddy, thank you so much for being with us here today. And I want to say a special hello to everybody listening in Detroit, the Motor City, at AM 800-CKLW, the information station. Also want to say everybody hello to everybody listening in Iowa on our great station there, 1540 News Talk, KXEL. We've got the man himself, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive with us. And let me tell you that we're going to have lots of fun here with Tom in this hour. If you've heard Tom's appearance is with us before, not only is he right on top of the latest new car vehicles and all the trends in the industry, but he also likes to write some really wonderful stories going back in automotive history. So we're going to be talking about the five most fuel-efficient cars of all time, and another one that really caught my eye at Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com. And this is the most powerful Japanese cars of 1981. Tom has made a list of the seven most powerful Japanese cars from 1981. You can get a hold of us via the telephone, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out via email throughout the show, throughout the week, anytime, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. So, Tom, let's continue with the new vehicle reviews. This past week, I've had the pleasure. You know, remember a couple of weeks I was complaining that I hadn't driven the new Mustang, and guess what?
Yeah.
This past week, somebody in Detroit must have been listening, and I got the EcoBoost premium with the 6-speed manual. So I have really enjoyed this new Mustang, and as I've shared with listeners, you know, over my lifetime, I honestly, I haven't owned anywhere near the number of cars that I thought I would in my lifetime. But when I add up, you know, the vehicles that I have owned, which, you know, we're talking, you know, less than 10, more Mustangs and Corvettes on that list than any other types of vehicles, brands of vehicles. And so I'm a guy that's driven a lot of different Mustangs, and I am so impressed with this new generation of the Mustang. I mean, the last generation, which debuted for 2005 and had a significant update for 2010, was very, very good, but it had a number of shortcomings. Of course, the Shelby GT500 was a wonderful piece, but the thing that delighted me about this Mustang is, as I mentioned to you before, Tom, the looks have really, really grown on me. I wasn't that impressed with it when I first saw it in Detroit at the auto show when it was rolled out, but this vehicle has got a lot of sexiness to it, a lot of curves. It almost has a little Jaguar-esque thing going on.
Yeah, and I think it's nice, too, that they didn't, that Ford this time didn't overcommit to the retro look. They built on the look of the previous car without this, I think, over-concerned look back to the history of the vehicle. And I think as an evolution, it's really a better-looking vehicle. As you mentioned, yeah, there's a lot of organic curves to it, and I think that it just feels like a very modern car that still, I think you can identify it immediately as a Mustang.
Yeah, you certainly can, and I got a lot of great compliments, and it's got all the modern amenities which you couldn't get before in the previous generation Mustang. I mean, it's got blind spot information. It's got adaptive cruise control as an option. It's got the electric power steering. Gives you there's a switch. You can have either normal steering feel or sport steering feel. Or comfort steering feel. There are four drive modes as well. This is, of course, the EcoBoost four-cylinder model. And you have your choice of a normal drive mode, a sport drive mode, a track mode, and also a rain snow mode. And not unlike the folks at FCA with their performance pages and the SRT products as well as the Scat Pack products. I mean, great stuff for geeks like me. I mean, not only can you pull up all kinds of gauges on the vehicle and look at the temperature of all different things, but you can time yourself 0 to 30, 0 to 60. They call it track apps. And just the refinement level of the first time that we've seen We saw a very limited run of Mustangs in the 90s with an independent rear suspension in the Mustang, the Cobra. But this is the first Mustang that everyone gets the independent rear suspension. It really makes a difference, Tom.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that one of the greatest leaps that this Mustang makes over the previous generation is that sense of quality. There's that ride refinement that wasn't there before. It just feels very much more like a European vehicle than it ever has.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Hopefully somebody's listening in Detroit. Hey, send me the GT. I'd like to drive that one. And, of course, the Shelby GT350. But I am going to write a very good review of this vehicle, because that EcoBoost engine, as we talked about before, back that old SVO engine from 84, I mean, the high watermark was 205 horsepower from 2.3 liters, and now this same engine in size, totally different technologically. The EcoBoost is in the 300 horsepower range, 300 pound-feet of torque, and really decent fuel economy. And without the V8, it's a little lighter and a little bit better handling. Well, I think there's no question they're going to do very, very well with this vehicle. You see them all around. Let's talk about another vehicle that you guys have driven. A good friend of mine purchased one of these recently. My wife has always enjoyed the Nissan Rogue anytime we've had it as a press vehicle for 2015. You guys had an opportunity recently to check out the SV all-wheel drive model. What are your thoughts about the Rogue here? My wife has always enjoyed it.
Yeah, the Nissan Rogue, since its introduction, has always made really good use of space and been a strong dollar value, and made a lot of sense for small families. But there were a lot of knocks against it before. The interior was probably not as refined as it could have been, a little bit loud inside, and the CVT wasn't the most cooperative of transmissions. And that's all changed now when they introduced the updated Rogue about a year ago. We had spent time with the 15, as you mentioned, and the interior is the first place that you notice that a lot of attention has been paid. It is a much nicer looking interior now. Additionally, it's a much quieter vehicle. And I don't know how, but they seem to have carved out just a little bit more space inside. And this really feels almost like a small mid-size crossover than a large compact crossover. But the pricing stays about the same. So this is, I think, for families looking for a small, you know, small family friendly vehicle, this is a really excellent choice. Additionally, our fuel economy was pretty good too. We got 28 miles per gallon, putting three drivers through the vehicle, which is exceptional for a vehicle of this size.
Absolutely. And as you said, a great value equation. There's a lot of standard equipment in the Nissan Rogue, and they've done a great job. I mean, this falls into the categories of what we used to call cute utes, but like that entire category, all these vehicles like the RAV4 and CRV have gotten significantly larger.
Yeah, they're a lot less cute than they used to be, and they've actually moved in an entire platform of cuter utes underneath them now. So, yeah, these are actually becoming senior members of the lineup.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some things from the automotive past. This is Auto World. We are live all across North America, and we thank you so much for being here. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
When you get a chance, check out epictimes.com and check out my story on the 2016 Jag F-Type R. This is a lottery car for me. There's no question about it. If I hit it big with a lottery or if I hit it big in the media and get a really cool job making way too much money, and after I pay all my bills and everything else, I would treat myself to this vehicle. So if you are in the position or in the market for a high-end sports car, definitely check this one out. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide. And Tom, as I've said many, many times before here, I love Consumer Guide. Been reading it since I was a kid. Tell our listeners a little bit about the background of Consumer Guide and remind everybody about all the cool stuff that you guys have got there at the blog.
I will. Well, thank you. Yeah, Consumer Guide Automotive, we've been around since 1967, famous at one time for our monthly print editions where we reviewed every car every month. That was moved online sometime in the 90s when we began our online enterprises, and you can check out all our new car and used car reviews at consumerguide.com. And, yeah, on the blog, that's the cgdailydrive.com blog. You can find it there or go to consumerguide.com and simply click on the blog tab. We try to have some fun. We like to look at old cars, new cars, try to put a different perspective on things. Yeah, and it's a good automotive diversion during a busy day.
Let's talk about a story that you put up on October 19th. I love these stories that you do looking back. We're also going to talk about fuel-efficient vehicles, the best of all time. But this is the seven most powerful Japanese cars of 1981. 1981 was an interesting time in the automotive world. We were coming out of the second Arab oil embargo, which occurred in 1979. We were seeing engines being squeezed downward as far as their horsepower numbers in order to meet emission requirements. And this is the era that, you know, the Corvette, you know, wasn't putting out very much horsepower. The then C3 Corvette, I think, was 220 horsepower. And in California, I believe it was 205 horsepower. And that was, you know, high-end stuff. And even the Mustang GT, which made a return for 1982, and it was big news. It was a 5-liter 302 V8 with 157 horsepower that came back for 1982. So let's take a look at some of the most powerful ones from that era. A car I still have a lot of fondness for, the Datsun. It was still called Datsun then, the Datsun 280ZX. This is the multiple generations into the Z car, 2.8 liter V6, 145 horsepower, and a turbo with 180 horsepower. That was one of the most powerful cars. Still a good looking car by today's standards as well.
Yeah, it's a good-looking car, and one of the things that Japanese makers embraced, at least on mid-price and high-price cars before the American makers did, was fuel injection. And these fairly simple throttle body injections were giving makers fits, but when they did make them work, they were a boon to drivability and to horsepower and necessary to get around the emissions requirements of the time. And in the case of a couple of these top cars on this list, they had embraced the fuel injection. In the case of the 280ZX, to excellent effect, 145 horsepower was a lot of power from a 2.8 liter engine at the time.
The next one on the list is also from Datsun. We're talking about the most powerful Japanese cars of 1981, the 810, which was kind of a luxury sedan, 2.4 liter six with the fuel injection, 120 horsepower. Wow.
Yeah, that one's also
come a long way.
Interesting, too, the small six, the 2.4 liter inline six. I remember very briefly driving one of these when I worked at a service station at the time, and I was impressed by how smooth it was.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that inline six, the Toyota Celica Supra, the high end of the Celica lineup for 1981, a 2.8 liter six cylinder inline, 116 horsepower, and that's another car that, you know, for its time was considered a really cool ride.
Yeah, it was a cool ride, and just a little bit ahead of its time. Yeah, the sporty coupe, and one of the interesting things about it, too, is this is just before the Supra would split off and become its own line.
That's very true. I hadn't heard this name in forever. It would make a great trivia question for folks. I remember this name, and I remember this car, the Toyota Cressida. If you said that to the average person on the street today, they would be, what? What? 2.8 liter six cylinder, and this was a kind of a luxury S vehicle. They even had a wagon variant of this one.
Yeah, the wagon was good looking too, and the Cressida is really sort of the forefather of the current Avalon. It was something just above mainstream midsize.
116 horsepower from the 2.8 liter six. Now, this is another one that's going to surprise some of our younger listeners. Back in this era, this is when Chrysler was partnered with Mitsubishi, and they made a couple of different vehicles together, including a vehicle that was badged the Dodge Challenger and the Plymouth Sapporo, named after a city in Japan, with a 2.6 liter 4 going through a two-barrel carburetor, 105 horsepower. Boy, I have not seen one of these on the road in forever.
No, I haven't seen one either. And these are interesting little cars for a couple of reasons. These were rear-wheel drive. They made use of something Mitsubishi had branded the MCA Jet engine, which was this early experiment with three-valve technology. And there was actually a third valve that only moved air, not fuel-air mixture, into the combustion head to create a swirl pattern. Really an interesting engine, and it was kind of a lot of power for a small four-cylinder vehicle.
Yeah, that's very true. Speaking of a lot of power out of a small engine, the Mazda RX-7 with its 1.1 liter, that's a tiny engine, twin rotor Wankel, four-barrel carburetor from 1981, the RX-7 putting out 100 horsepower. Pretty good achievement for such a tiny power plant. And the RX-7 was very, very popular at that point.
And there was a while where they were really affordable, and that didn't last. But I still distinctly remember Mazda ads advertising the RX-7 for $79.95.
Wow, that is cool. And I love the shot here. Folks, get a log on the blog at consumerguide.com to see the shot of the promotional photograph taken by Datsun. This was before they changed their name to Nissan. Oh, I can think of a real corny joke about that. I'll say it after we tell folks about the 200SX 2-liter four-cylinder engine with fuel injection, standard equipment, 100 horsepower. And I just love the photograph here of this woman wearing a hat kind of leaning over the car, posing, and the guy with the tuxedo or the suit on with his tie undone. And they're on the beach. I mean,
what really is going on in this picture? I didn't notice it before, but she's dressed like Crocodile Dundee, and he's dressed like Frank Sinatra.
The chairman of the board meets Paul Hogan. Yeah. You know, I just remember this cool joke that, kind of a really dumb joke, and I shouldn't even say it, but when they were talking about Nissan and changing its name. I don't think I'll even go there. I better not go there. Well, I better go there because I've teased folks about it. But the joke is, the Japanese executives are talking about changing the name of the Datsun brand to something else. To Nissan, and the joke is the president of Datsun says, I think we should change the name. And the guy, the product manager, says, how soon do you need it? And the guy says, we need it right away. And he goes, that soon? That soon? I told you it was bad. When we come back on the other side, we'll come back on the other side with better jokes and more with Tom Appel. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Bob Long, along with our good friend, to say the least, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're telling you all about some of the new vehicles, as well as some of the great stories that Tom has written, looking back in automotive history. And we're going to talk about some of the most fuel-efficient cars of all times. But let's get back to 2015, 2016 models. The Jeep Renegade Latitude 4x4 was recently in the test car driveway at Consumer Guide. I went on the launch of the Renegade. Very impressed with the vehicle. It's got a wide variety of trims and capabilities. Beginning to see a number of them out there on the highways and byways, so it looks like the folks at FCA have a hit here. What was the staff's thoughts on this particular rendition, the Latitude 4x4 model?
Yeah, we're in the impressed column as well. This is a fantastic little vehicle and a very nice addition to the Jeep lineup. If we're going to keep a secret, it's the fact that the Renegade probably has more interior space than the slightly larger and slightly more expensive Cherokee. Really excellent use of space, and that's the primary thing. It's an excellent car for small families. Our example had the manual transmission, which I think will represent a very small amount of the vehicles actually on the road, and that pairs up with Fiat's multi-air 1.4-liter engine, and that's a fun thing to drive. There's no surplus of power, but the transmission is very slick, and the engine likes to rev, and it was just fun around the office, and we were able to pair that up with all-wheel drive in the fairly affordable Latitude trim level. And one of the nice things, too, is our fuel economy. We've got 24.5 miles per gallon, which is pretty good for something you can move a whole family with and with all-wheel drive.
Yeah, that is definitely a great value for the money and lots of great capability. Another vehicle that I can't wait to get the inside scoop on from you guys, because a couple of first spins, your man Rick has been out on the road and he got an opportunity to check out the Chevrolet Colorado diesel. This is the Duramax diesel from General Motors. And what was Rick's initial thoughts about this vehicle?
Yeah, Rick, and I had a chance to crack at this vehicle, too. It showed up at the Midwest Automotive Media Association Fall Rally here in Chicago. And Rick and I came away with basically the same impression. So this is a very nice and very refined diesel engine. Well, we don't have yet to report a real-world fuel economy numbers, but if the fuel economy is what we expect, this is probably a nice choice for a lot of people. You pick up 700 pounds of towing capacity from 7,000 to 7,700 if over the gasoline V6. No loss in refinement, and really good mid-range power. Surprisingly for a diesel, there isn't the launch power you'd expect. It's fairly soft off the line, but quickly gathers speed, and there's all sorts of passing and merging power. But this is a refined package. I think it's a very nice addition, and I think it's a feather in the cap of General Motors to have this in their midsize trucks.
No question about it. Speaking of feathers in the cap for GM, you've got to applaud the second generation of the Cadillac CTS. And recently you guys had the opportunity to sample the 3.6 variant with all-wheel drive. And just looking at the picture that you've got up here at the blog at consumerguide.com reminds me of the striking front-end treatment on this vehicle. Cadillac continues to evolve its art and science design philosophy, and boy, this vehicle, in my opinion, is a lot better looking than the last generation. It's got a lot more going on, a lot more sophistication to its style.
Yeah, and one of the things that Cadillac, not something we normally associate with Cadillac, but for the last few years, and really I think since the dawn of, you mentioned the art and science design, about that time, Cadillac interiors have leapfrogged forward. They used to be often criticized for being perhaps on the cheap side for a luxury vehicle, and that's not the case anymore. There's, if anything, Cadillac is slightly over the top in interior design, and there's just soft touches everywhere, beautiful leather and carbon fiber or dark wood trim elements, and the cabins are absolutely beautiful.
Another article that folks are going to want to check out, the first spin by Rick Cotta of the all-new 2016 Honda Civic. Honda has really struggled here with the Civic in the last few years. They introduced an all-new model a year later, went back to the drawing board and made significant changes after journalist complaints. Now they've scrapped the whole thing and got a brand-new model for 2016. Styling a little bit more sporty and definitely not looking like a Civic, which to me is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The Civic perhaps looking a little too conventional, a little bit too old school in past generations. Now, I hesitate to say it, but looks a little bit like a Hyundai Elantra, but in a very good way. Very sporty roofline, even on the sedan here. And they've thrown so much into the pan to be recooked, and we've got new drivetrains and new interiors and new styling. It's an all new vehicle.
Let's go back in automotive history here, a story that you put up on the 21st of October, the five most fuel-efficient cars of all time. Of course, today, you know, the word is electrification, and we're seeing, you know, automakers using either completely electric cars or electric hybrid vehicles. But let's take a look at some of the all-time winners here on the list, including a very space-age looking vehicle for its time. From 2000 to 2006, Honda made a two-seater called the Insight with a 49 miles per gallon city rating and 61 miles per gallon highway rating. It was definitely like something you would see in a science fiction movie or Woody Allen sleeper movie. It definitely had a sporty yet futuristic design.
Yeah, when you look at it, you can just see it just looks aerodynamic. It's got the sweeping fastback design. It's got the body that actually comes down over the rear wheels. It almost looks like old school wheel spats on a Cadillac. And the flat disc wheels, there's just so many. So many nods to aerodynamics, and this was a light vehicle too. I mean, Honda had gone and with a dedicated aluminum chassis, tiny three-cylinder engine. There's a lot going on here to make this work, but 61 mpg takes the cake for most efficient non-plug-in vehicle.
We're talking about the five most fuel-efficient vehicles of all time. Next on the list is the third generation of the Prius, 2010 to 2015, 51 miles per gallon city, 48 miles per gallon highway. I once drove one of these from Boston to the New York International Auto Show and got remarkable fuel economy. No doubt about it, when it comes to hybrids, the Prius does it right.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about the Prius is this is just the conventional Prius that anyone can buy, and anyone can drive it. You don't need to do anything special. You don't need to hypermile or even be careful. You're going to see this kind of fuel economy.
Also on Tom's list is the 2010 to current Toyota Prius C. This is the small member of the Prii family. There's also the larger V, 53 miles per gallon city, 46 miles per gallon highway. And again, using a smaller engine and a little bit lower curb weight, this vehicle achieves some remarkable numbers. But you, considering its size, you think you'd do it even a little bit better.
Yeah, you would. And I've had engineers explain this to me in the past, that small hatchbacks are not ideal for highway fuel economy. The blocky shape ends up creating a vacuum behind the vehicle. It's just a little too short to actually conclude that air path over the vehicle. And these small hatchbacks, including the Chevy Spark and vehicles of that ilk, just don't get the great fuel economy on the highway.
On the list of the most fuel-efficient non-electric vehicles of all time, going back to 1986, the Chevrolet Sprint ER, built by Suzuki for Chevrolet, 44 miles per gallon city, 53 miles per gallon highway, with a three-cylinder engine and a curb weight of under 1,600 pounds. That was a pretty good achievement for its day, but never had the pleasure of driving one of those. I can't imagine what it drove like. It couldn't have been a fun experience.
No, I never drove one either, but I didn't hear good things. But this is the simplest formula for fuel economy, and that's just very little weight and very little power.
Another Suzuki-built vehicle for GM, the old Geo brand from General Motors, which is long gone, made from 90 to 94, the Geo Metro XFI, 43 city, 53 highway. This is an update of the Chevrolet Sprint. Marketed under the Geo banner, pretty decent numbers, but again, a vehicle with absolutely tiny tires. I mean, they look like pizzas on. It looks like a 12-inch tire, 12-inch wheel. I mean, just tiny wheels, and definitely a very light car.
Yeah, this is something that you had to be dedicated to the concept of frugality to purchase, because there was no reward in driving it.
No, none whatsoever. Tom Appel is with us. You can visit Consumer Guide anytime and check out the Daily Drive. Full tank of automotive news and commentary. It's available 24/7 free of charge. Thank you, Tom, my friend. We'll do this again soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a moment, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. And I thank you very much for joining us for this hour of the broadcast.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.